من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. عباد الله، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى بفعل أوامره واجتناب نواهيه على الوجه الذي جاءت به شرائعه. First of all, I remind you and myself included to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be feared by acting upon His commands and to stay completely from the prohibitions but following the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعلينا أن نشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على نعمه الكثيرة الظاهرة والباطنة. Likewise, I remind you and myself first to give thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى for His endless, countless bounties upon us. ومن أعظم تلك النعم أن هدانا للإسلام. Yet from the greatest of all favors is the fact that Allah guide us to al-Islam. Is the fact that Allah has guided us to al-Islam. ومن نعم الله علينا أن شرع لنا هذا العيد، هذا اليوم المبارك الذي يجتمع فيه المسلمون، يوم فرح وسرور وأكل وشرب. Yet from the favors of Allah upon us that He has legislated for us this day of the Eid. This day is a day of joy, happiness. Is a day of eating and drinking that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us from the means that are halal. تذكروا عباد الله بهذا التجمع. تجمعكم هذا يذكركم يوم الجمع الأكبر، يوم الجمع الأكبر، يوم التغابن، يوم القيامة. But these gatherings of ours, it may look big for us, but yet is nothing comparable to the real gathering, the gathering on يوم القيامة, on the day of judgment. The day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all the nations from the creations of Adam until the day of judgment take place, they all will be gathered. Let us remember that day, because remembering it will assist us and help us to prepare for it, to make the necessary preparations so we can take with us the necessary needed provisions that will help us and assist us on that day. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ لَا مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day whereas no wealth, no offspring, no family members will be of any benefit. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except the one who have brought a clean heart, a pure heart. Now the questions: how my heart and your heart could be clean and could be clean and pure? باتباع كتاب الله وباتباع سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. بطاعة الله وطاعة الرسول. بطاعة المرسل وطاعة المرسل إليه. How my heart and yours will be pure? Simply by obeying the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and obeying the one who has sent the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربي وربكم ورب العالمين. My Lord and your Lord, the Lord of the worlds. وكيف تتم طاعة الله. How could we achieve obedience to Allah? بِاتِّبَاعِ كِتَابِهِ. Simply by acting and following his book. وَكَيْفَ تَتِمُّ طَاعَةُ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. And how do we obey the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ سَهْلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ. أَمْرٌ سَهْلٌ. This is an affair that is so easy. Allah has made it easy for us by following the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is a command, by the way, for us to obey Allah and to obey the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is not a choice. قال تعالى وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Obey Allah and obey the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, that you may be from those who receive mercy. وَكُلُّنَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. أنت يا عبد الله وأنت يا أمة الله, أكنت كبيرا أم صغيرا, عربيا أم أعجميا, غنيا أم فقيرا, تحتاج لرحمة الله سبحانه وتعالى. All of us are in dire need for Allah's mercy, whether it be a male or a female, whether you be elder or a young person, whether it be an Arab or a non-Arab, whether it be a wealthy or a poor, everyone is in need of Allah's mercy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared his mercy for al-muttaqoon, for al-muttaqoon, for the pious, those who they put between them and between the punishment of Allah a barrier that keep them away and protect them and save them away from deserving and from entering the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ahibbati fi Allah, my dear beloved family of Muslims, تذكروا في هذا الجمع أن الجمع ليس تجمع الأبدان, ولكن التجمع الحقيقي هو اجتماع القلوب. Remember by our gatherings that the real gatherings is not just the gatherings of the bodies next to one another, rather the real gathering is the gatherings of the hearts, is the gatherings of the hearts. Not just the bodies come together, but yet the hearts has to come together. This is the unity that is praiseworthy in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the unity that is beloved to Allah and beloved to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال تعالى واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. And hold on all of you together to the rope of Allah and be not divided. وما الذي جمع الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم حتى كانوا على قلب أتقى رجل واحد. What is that has gathered the companions رضوان الله عليهم, and they were upon the man, upon the heart of one righteous man? At-tawheed. At-tawheed, that's what gathered them, the hearts. As for the bodies that come together without tawheed, this is not a unity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us in the Quran against this manner. قَالَ تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the deviant people, those who rejected the messages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent with his messengers alayhimu salatu wassalam, yet they are in large numbers. But Allah still said about them, if you were to look at them, you would think they are together, but their hearts are departed. So therefore, the real unity is the unity of the hearts upon the tawheed, upon the correct creed, the correct aqeedah. And this will be achieved and fulfilled simply in a very easy manner by following the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the understanding, upon the understanding of as-salaf as-salih. Who are the salaf as-salih? They are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first place, and whoever followed them in that good. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أحبتي في الله, my dear beloved family of Muslims, أيها الفضلاء وأيها الفضليات, my noble brothers and my noble sisters, my dear family of believers, خلقنا لعبادة الله سبحانه وتعالى, لم نخلق لغيرها, خلقنا لهذا الحدث العظيم الجليل. We were created for a great task, for a great and magnificent purpose, which to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. I have not created the jinn and the man except that they worship me. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وغيره, يعبدون يعني يوحدون. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum and other him says, the ibadah, the worship is achieved through tawheed. To worship me meaning through Islamic monotheism. وقال الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه القيم القواعد الأربعة, الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب, the reviver, الإمام الأواب, one of the great scholars of this era, he died some 200 years ago. But he has left for us a treasure of goods and that which benefit us. He says in one of his most valuable books, small in volume, yet tremendous in the benefit and the information that contains. He says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ لَا تُسَمَّى عِبَادَةً إِلَّا مَعَ التَّوْحِيدِ كَمَا أَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ لا تعتبر صلاة إلا مع الطهارة. He says, رحمه الله, remember, and you should believe this with conviction, that ibadah, our acts of worship, whether it be the salat, the prayers, the tahara, the fasting, the zakat, the hajj, transactions, charities, it is not considered an act of worship without tawheed, without Islamic monotheism. Just like the salat, the prayer is not considered a valid prayer without purification. Can you imagine someone prays for 50 years without wudu? He may have forehead marks. He may be known amongst the people, a person who comes to every salat, but since he did not fulfill one of the conditions, he has no salat. Likewise, the one who does not fulfill the tawheed, therefore, his ibadah will be of no benefit. So therefore, هذه دعوة لتعلم التوحيد. This is a call today, in this blessed day of the Eid, that we put an emphasis and a focus on the tawheed, on learning about the tawheed and its aspects. Because the tawheed will teach us about Allah. Do we know Allah the way we should? Do we know the most merciful? The one who is generous to us? The one who bestowed upon us all these favors? There is not a single favor that me and you will enjoy except that it came from Him. Do we know Him really in a manner that when we hear His name, our heart tremble? Do we really know Him in a manner, do we know Him enough that when I breathe, with every breath, I remember Him. With every sip of water, I remember Him. And I have to cut the khutbah to tell the sister who's sitting way up there to get down, please. The sister that's sitting right in the corner, and the brother, you don't have to turn. Jazakallahu khair. Tell the sister to sit down, please. We can still see you. Move down, please. Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah reward you. Barakallahu fiqh. So the tawheed, with every sip of water, with every bite I take, that should tell me, that should remind me of Allah, the donor, the giver, that gave me that. And how are we going to be this? Because we know, if we ask someone who gave you this, he said, Allah, but no, we don't have to wait until somebody ask me. I don't have to wait until somebody remind me of the favors of Allah. Yet, My thanks, my gratitude, my praise to my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be manifested in every and each moment of my life. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ayyuhal ikhwa al-fudala, ayyuhal ikhawatu al-fudilat. My noble brothers and my noble sisters, قال الشيخ صالح على الشيخ حفظه الله. One of our scholars of this time, Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, says, لَيْسَ مِنَّا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا وَيُخْطِئُ وَيُصِيبُ. لَيْسَ مِنَّا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا وَلَهُ عُيُوبُ. لَيْسَ مِنَّا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا وَهُوَ مُقَصِّرٌ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. إِمَّا بِخَلَلٍ وَإِهْمَالٍ لِلْوَاجِبَاتِ أَوْ وُقُوعٍ في المحرمات نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. The Shaykh says, there is not a single one of us except that he has shortcomings. There is not a single one of us except that has deficiencies. There is not a single one of us except that he go wrong. No one is infallible. No one amongst us is complete. Yet, we sometimes fall into error by neglecting that which Allah has made obligatory upon us. Yes, in other moments, we fall into error and we wrong ourselves by falling into that which is haram. By falling into that which is haram. But we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's a Tawwab. He's al-Ghafoor, هو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن كثير. But we have with all of our deficiencies, all of our shortcomings, all of our negligence and our mistakes, keep in mind that your Lord and my Lord is the most merciful. Is a Tawwab, is a Rahim, al-Ghafoor. He's the one who accepts the Tawba and the repentance of His servants. And don't say and think that there is no good in you. You have the Tawheed. One of the Salaf says, don't ever say that there is no good in you just because you are wrong in yourself. Yes, you have the best thing in you, at Tawheed. You have La ilaha illallah. Man matha wa huwa ya'lamu an la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. The Prophet ﷺ says, whoever died while he knows with certainty that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, that person will enter al-Jannah. Bisharatun azima, a great news that should not just be put in a poster and hanged on our walls, in our living rooms, or on the dashboard of our cars. Rather, it has to settle in our hearts. Its roots has to be in our hearts. It's like a tree, a pure tree. The heart is the roots and is manifested. We see the fruits. We see the fruits in our tongues, the way we talk to one another, the way we speak, the way we advise one another, the way we handle our affairs. It should be reflected. See that heart, that tree of Iman. Its fruits is my actions and your actions. What I say, what you say, what I be looking at and what you're looking at, what I hear and what you hear, the places you go to and the places I go to, the things I touch and the things you touch, the things you eat and the things I eat. This is the fruits of Iman. This is the application of Iman and the application of the statement of a Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqulu ma tasma'una wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu wal ghafur rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Qayyumu samawati wal aradin. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin. المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين أما بعد الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. Remember, ya ikhwan wa ya akhawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us brothers and sisters for one another. This brotherhood and this sisterhood that we should cherish and we should love and enjoy in every single moment of our lives. Remember that this brotherhood and this sisterhood is legislated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Al-Alim, Al-Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khabir, the one who knows what is good for his creation. Allah legislated for us the brotherhood and the sisterhood that indeed we have to benefit from it. Yet, we are not on the same level. We are not on the same level as related to knowledge, as related to manners, as related to provisions, as related to the age span and the like. That's why Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned a beautiful statement that if we apply it, of course, along first and most, if we apply the ayats of Allah and the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as they were applied by the companions, so therefore they succeeded. That's why they are the best example for us. After we implement this text of the revelation of Al-Wahy, yet we take a good example, a fine application from the statements of a Salaf to polish our hearts and to purify our souls and to straighten our affairs. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad rahimahullah ta'ala says, he says, if you want harmony in the community, if the community wants to see the fruits of harmony, of unity, of togetherness, so this is easy. He said, if you're a member of the community, treat the elders as though you are your parents. Just treat the elders is like your father. Treat an old woman in the community like she's your own mother. Treat a brother that is in your age is like your own brother. A sister in the community in your age like your own sister. Treat the young children as though they are your own children. If you're not married yet, treat them like they are your own baby brothers and sisters. If we do this, we have respect for one another, because we do respect our parents, we do respect our brothers, we do and we should have respect for our wives and for our children. Talking about the wives, therefore we're going to give some advices inshallah ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from his guidance in the khutbah of the Eid, he used to address the women. And therefore, we hope that the sisters are listening, inshallah ta'ala, to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anti ayyatuha al-ukhtu al-muslima. Ayyatuha al-ukhtu al-fadila. You, my dear sister, my noble sister, ya man tu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir. You, my noble sister, that believed in Allah and believe in the last day. Ayyatuha al-ukhtu al-mu'mina. التي تؤمن بيوم الحساب وتؤمن بالصراط المنشور على جهنم. You, my dear sister, that believed in the day of accounting, believed on a day of a judgment, believed on the صراط across the hellfire. يا من تعتقدين أنه ليس إلا جنة ولا نار. You, the sister, that believe with certainty that on Yawm al-Qiyamah there is only two places, two dwellings, the Jannah of the hellfire. I advise you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and most by learning the deen. You, the sisters, yes, you have a lot of things to do. You have the children to attend to. You have the house to keep tight. You have the food to cook. You have to iron your clothes and your husband's clothes and the children's clothes. You have to homeschool your children if you are doing that. You have and you have and you have to do. But don't neglect yourself. Protect yourself from a fire by learning that which is obligatory upon you to learn. The food can wait. Ironing the clothes can wait. Straightening the house can wait. That will not wait for you. That cannot wait for you if you are negligent, if you don't know your Lord, if you don't know your messenger, if you don't know your religion, if you don't know how to make ghusl, if you don't know yet how to pray properly, if you don't know how to guard your tongue without being scolded, without being yelled at, if you don't know all that, if you don't know how to lower your gaze, if you don't know how to respect yourself in the way you look, in the way you talk, in the way you walk, in the way you do everything and manage your affairs, if you don't know all this. Sorry, I have to tell you, those fancy and delicate plates has to wait. Those fashion you're looking for has to wait. And you have to take care of yourself because death is not going to wait for you. Yet, we all know, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullahu ta'ala says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, التغيير لا يأتي فجأة وليس هناك أحد يظن أن الناس سيتغيرون في يوم أو ليلة إلا رجل ليس له حكمة فاقد العقل. Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, he says, change. See, Ibn Uthaymeen and the Mashaykh said it before Obama. The real change now, the real change, the change of the conditions of the heart, the change of the heart. He says, people not gonna change overnight. You keep giving the people the proper information, but the guidance is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may teach someone how to do something. You don't expect them next tomorrow they're professional. In a job, you're an electrician, you're a painter, you're a plumber, you're a mechanic, you're an engineer, you're a supervisor. Wherever you may be, first of all, thank Allah for that. And then you may want someone to help you out. And you show them how to do it. Certain people, you show them the first time. That's it, they got it. Some other people, you show them 1,000 times, still didn't get it. How are you gonna do? You evaluate your situation, but you have to stay calm. You have to stay patient. Because we Muslims, we do it for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says, if anyone thinks that the people are gonna change overnight, this is a person that have no hikmah. This is a person that is foolish. He don't know what's going on. It needs time for the people to change. That's why we husbands, you may have a righteous woman, still, she may have some deficiencies. You know why? She's not an angel. She's a human being, ya akhi. Sometimes some of us men, we forget that we are married to a human being. They make mistakes. Says who? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kullukum khata'un wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of you err and make mistakes. Your wife is one of them. I am one of them who make mistakes. But he says the best of you are those who are, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance and by doing the right things. So I advise you, brothers who are married, to be kind and gentle to your wives. Because this is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala ta'ala, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Live with them with kindness. When you married the sister, you were impressed by the way she looked, And probably you were impressed by her memorizing some juz of the Quran. Probably you were impressed by her knowing some ahadith. She's upon the minhaj of a salaf. But perhaps you have forgotten that the sister, that she has all these beautiful things, she may have some deficiencies. You know how we fall into mistakes? We are not prepared. If me and you, brothers, keep saying to ourselves, I'm married to a human being, she may say bad things in any moment. She's a human being. She's subjected to things I'm subjected to in this dunya. She may be somewhere, some way, and on a way this day, she may be something else tomorrow. I'm preparing myself. So when I see from her something that I dislike, I apply the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, look at something else that is pleases you. Look at something else that is pleases you. So this is a da'wah for all of us, for husbands and wives to come together, to apply the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're looking for some miracle, if you're looking for some recipe, if you're looking for some drug in the stores, in Rite Aid or in CVS, that you take a pill or two and all of a sudden your life going to be straight, you're mistaken. We have the real medicine. We have the real prescription. It's found in the Quran and it's found in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one of the few moments I have been to the Prophet's masjid, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing me to be there, and then I thank anyone and everyone who helped me to be there. In one of those few moments I've been there, and I was sitting in one of the classes of Shaykh Abdul Razzaq al-Abbad, hafidahullah, after Fajr. And then one of the questions came to the Shaykh and said, yeah, Shaykh, do you know of any dua? Do you know of any supplication? If I said it, my affairs with my wife will be straight and we'll be together, it will be upright. And all my life will be smooth. You know what the answer of Shaykh Abdul Razzaq was? He said to that person, if you know a dua, please give it to me. I need it. If you know there is a dua like this, I need it too. Then the Shaykh said, but however, it is easy to achieve harmony in your household. If both the husband and the wife, they fear Allah, if they establish the rights of Allah upon them in the household, therefore it will be easy for them to fulfill the rights of one another. Ya subhanallah. It was amazing. That was after Fajr. After Isha, I was sitting in a class of Shaykh Ibrahim al-Ruhaili, hafidah Allah. The same question was asked again. The same answer was given by the Shaykh. Said, if you know of any dua, we could all of us use it. Said, but yes, indeed, there is something we can do. And he advised the people the same thing the Shaykh advised. Lastly, Ikhwan, lastly, I remind you to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend. There is no need for me to bring all the ayats, all the ahadith, we've been hearing them for so much. But yet I'm going to say one thing, that Masjid al-Rahmah especially is in need of all of our contributions, all of our donations. And it's never too late to donate. It's never too late to do something that is going to benefit us. And keep in mind that every dime, every penny, every dollar, every 20 bill, every $100 bill, every 1,000 bill, if there is such thing, you can put 1,000 bills together to give you 1,000. Remember that dollar, there is a lot of people benefit from it. Orphans benefit from it. Widows benefit from it. New shahadas benefit from it. People that read the Quran benefit from it. Many people benefit from it. And the reward will come to you and to me. People remember the Quran. People are praying. People are fasting. People are doing so many acts of worship. But you and me, we get a share of that, inshallah ta'ala, just because we have put something. Especially that the Masjid of Ar-Rahmah is going through some difficulties right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us in Quran Kareem, Alif Lam Mim, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا ولا يفتنون. Do the people, just because they say we believe, they think that they are left without being tested? Now this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask you to be generous, inshallah ta'ala. And lastly, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this Eid, for this ni'mah. Remember, this is a day of joy, of happiness, of food. You don't fast today. You don't fast today. You be kind and gentle. Even if somebody try to provoke you, be kind. And if you try to provoke somebody, when you remember that, go and ask them for pardon, ask them to forgive you. Because this is a day of Eid. This is a day of joy, and this is a day of celebration. But according to the Sunnah, the celebration does not mean that we boast and we show off our clothing. Now we have, if there is anything that we have to boast of, let's show our good behavior. Let's show our good manners. Let's show the applications of the book and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I thank you all, brothers and sisters, whenever you may come from, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fastings and to accept our standings in the month of Ramadan and to accept our recitations and to accept our spendings and to accept our dua. And keep in mind, yet Ramadan is gone, but the ibadah continues. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد